it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. So much to get to with the NFL draft, the Eagles. Of course, the Phillies are red hot. The Phillies right now are playing some darn good baseball. A sweep out in San Diego. Yeah, I'm not gonna lose too much sleep over the Taijuan Walker start. Not happy about that. Turnbull still in the rotation. Boom hot. Ranger pitched like a Cy Young guy. All great things with Phillies right now. I wish I could say the same about the 76ers. That yesterday was a disgrace, but one we should have saw coming. One we should have saw coming. It's every single year. I got a lot of reaction on the Sixers here. Number one, who they are and what they are. Number two, Joel Embiid's reaction to the fans taking over, the Knicks fans coming down here and taking over. And then the reality of where this franchise is right now. There's only one way out. There's only one way they could turn the tide on what they've become. And that's when this offseason arrives. But let's get to the game itself. 97-92, the Knicks win. They took over in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Sixers 20-16, holding them to 16 points in the fourth quarter. And there are so many sequences that are in my head right now, but it's just, it was offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound, loose ball after loose ball for the New York Knicks. Josh Hart, who had an abysmal shooting night yesterday, afternoon, whatever it was. But to go out there and grab the 17 boards that he grabbed, and for Jalen Brunson to be the best player on the floor is an indictment of Joel Embiid. And yesterday in total was an indictment of Joel Embiid. And it's why I have never seriously believed, not one for one moment, that they could win a title with Joel Embiid as their best player. Joel Embiid shrinks in the postseason. And I know what you probably are screaming right now. Well, Joey had 50 points in game three. All right, great. Where's the confetti? We throw a confetti down for 50 points in game three. Do we get a parade for that? Do we get like a half a parade? That counts as one game. You got to bring it night to night in the postseason. And Joel Embiid has never, ever shown the ability to bring it night to night in the postseason. It's why the Sixers are where they are. It's why they are who they are. It's why they are where they are. He can't bring it every night. In three of the four games in this series, Joel Embiid has either been gassed, totally wiped out, or a zero in the fourth quarter in three of the four games. And the Sixers have not coincidentally lost all three of those games. If your best player is nothing down the stretch of a close playoff game, you will lose. This is the NBA. Okay? In game number one, Joel Embiid had 6 points, 0 of 5 from the field in the fourth quarter. In game number two, he had 6 points, 2 of 6 from the field in the fourth quarter. In game number three, he had 15 points. Whoop-de-doo. And a big win one time, game three, brought it. Okay? In game number four, he had 1 point. He didn't make a shot in the fourth quarter yesterday. He was 0 of 5 from the field. In games one, games two, games three, Joel Embiid is shooting a combined 2 for 16 in the fourth quarter of the three losses. Let me say it again. In the fourth quarter of the three Sixers losses, Joel Embiid is shooting 2 of 16 and has averaged in those quarters just over 4 points per quarter. That is losing basketball. And I know he has Bell's palsy right now, and that's unfortunate. And I know he's coming off a knee surgery, and it's unfortunate. But I have said this, and the Bell's palsy thing is separate. It's a virus. But I've said this for a long time, and I'll say it again right now. He's not built to be a championship player. His body is not built for it. I don't want to hear about how many minutes he played yesterday. I don't care. I don't care. If you're a championship player, you do what is necessary to win the basketball game. You play the minutes that are necessary to win the basketball game. Yesterday, I got to watch Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart play 44 and 46 minutes. Tyrese Maxey played 43. Oubre played 43. This is what's necessary to win. In the fourth quarter yesterday, the Knicks had a major disadvantage. Mitchell Robinson out of the game. Isaiah Hartenstein basically out of the game because of five fouls because Embiid took his lunch in the third quarter. That was a quarter that called for him to back down Achiuwa, back down Ananobi. And instead, Joel Embiid did what Joel Embiid always wants to do when things get tough. He wants to play guard. He wants to play guard, and he doesn't play guard well because he's not a guard. Okay, there was a couple sequences yesterday that will stand out to me for a long time. Number one, it was when Joel Embiid tried to take the ball and lay it in. He had on the inbound a jump shot, you know, maybe a 12-footer from in between the quarter and the elbow, okay? You know, really this kind of jump shot he makes all the time. Instead, he pump faked it. He went in, missed the layup, looked for the foul, didn't get it, okay? Then there was a sequence. I believe they're up 4 points where the Knicks are up four, but about a minute 10 to go. So a stop here is imperative to have a chance to come back and win this basketball game. And Joel Embiid decided on the inbounds he wanted to carry Jalen Brunson full court. Okay, he took it upon himself on the inbound to carry Brunson and guard him and press him full court. And then when Brunson beat him and beat the press and got over full court, a few steps over full court, Joel Embiid decided, okay, now without communicating, because obviously it had become a switch, right? Someone was on Joel's guy because he wasn't guarding his own guy up the length of the floor as he was guarding the point guard. Okay, so it changed the defense and everyone kind of took someone else's man because Joel wanted to do this and maybe to create a play. Okay, didn't work. So Joel Embiid, without any communication, just decides to drop back into the middle of the defense to go play his center position, leaving Jalen Brunson, of course, all by himself on the perimeter. Brunson, almost shocked that he's left that far alone, looks at the three. Then as the defense comes to him, he waltzes right into the lane for an easy layup. Just selfish, me basketball, not team basketball, made no sense. It made no sense. I don't want to hear about Nick Nurse. I don't want to hear about the supporting cast. I don't want to hear about any of that. They lost this game, and they've lost three of the four games because their best player isn't able to perform in the fourth quarter. That's it. That's it. When the going gets tough, Joel Embiid cannot respond and has not responded in the biggest games in his career. That's the story. It has been the same story every single year, and every single year we look for other reasons why the story is the story. No, the story is the story. The story is the story, and it's been the story forever. Joel Embiid doesn't perform in the biggest moments. All right. That's not changing. As far as the team goes, and Joel is the biggest part of it, they're soft. That was a soft performance yesterday. That was soft basketball in the fourth quarter. They cowered to the Knicks. The Knicks came in here with their fans and their tougher team and took their lunch. They took their lunch money yesterday. That fourth quarter was embarrassing in terms of the amount of loose balls and rebounds the Knicks got. The Sixers play with a softness that does not translate to the NBA postseason. It just doesn't. They talk like they're tough. They talk like they want to be tough guys, and they play soft as Charmin. That's the way the Sixers play in the biggest moments. They play soft, and the Knicks don't. I mean, that's the series. Are the Knicks more talented? I don't. Probably not. Brunson's very talented. The rest of them really aren't that talented. But they play tough, and they play smart, and they play physical, and they play the right way. The Knicks play a brand of basketball I wish the Sixers played. I do. And we talk all about the skill of the Sixers. What's Joel skilled and Maxey skilled? Wonderful. But the other players in the team are not tough. Buddy Hield, the three-point marksman that puts the fear of God in the rest of the NBA, couldn't even get on the court. Tobias Harris is soft as cotton. Okay, these guys are not tough. They're not. When was the last time the Sixers stepped up? I'm not talking about like a 50-point night for Joel where it's just everything goes right. When was the last time the Sixers stepped up in a tough moment in a playoff game and out-toughed somebody, out-physical someone, made the right play? They don't do it. It's almost like when the Sixers win a game, the other team has to give it away. And the other team's not going to give you away real postseason games. The Sixers don't have enough toughness. They don't have enough from their best player. Their second best player isn't ready night to night to be truly great. And this is what you get. This is what you get. The only way they're going to fix this thing, the only way that they could change the mentality of this basketball team is to get LeBron James in here. It is the silver lining. It is the get out of jail free card. It's the one guy that knows how to win that could teach them how to win. That's it. Anything other than James this offseason, and nothing's going to change. I mean, that's it. If LeBron comes in here, he could transform a loser into a winner, or a team that doesn't know how to win into a champion. He could do that. He's the one guy, and we saw when he went to the Lakers, because they were just lost in the wilderness for years and years. The Cavs lost in the wilderness for years and years. The Heat back into being lost in the wilderness after being really good with the Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade team, but they were lost in mediocrity in the wilderness. Obviously, the original time he got drafted by the Cavaliers. All these teams lost in the wilderness until he gets there. He could help this team. As far as the fans thing goes yesterday, you know, I was critical of people who sold their tickets last week on Friday's show because I thought it was pretty egregious to hear how strong the Knicks contingent was, in game number three. But then to watch it yesterday and to see some of the... chance. I mean, and beat at the free throw line late, missing a shot, and the cheers just going crazy and bananas and all that, and then the bleep Embiid from the Knicks fans, hundreds of them in the concourse yesterday was pretty rough. I mean, it really was. And it's an indictment. Now the Sixers help facilitate the secondary markets is partly on them. It's partly on people who decided to sell their tickets for the biggest profit instead of trying to find a neighbor or someone, you know, that you know is a Sixers fan that might want to take in that game, that you could do that, right? There's other ways of selling your tickets rather than just using a faceless way of doing it. You could sell your tickets to someone you know will appreciate them and use them the right way. So that frustrates me. But it's also part of it is people have given up. And the Sixers are the reason that people have given up. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars yesterday to go to that game because I felt that coming. I felt it coming. Now, if I had the seats, I also wouldn't have put them on the secondary market and sold them to a Knicks fan, but I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have gone. So my kids are now 9 and 7, and we have not yet gone to a playoff game. We've gone to a Sixers game. We've gone to a Phillies game. My son and I, when he was 7, my daughter was a little young for the game then, we went to an Eagles game. So we've been open Eagles practice. We've checked a lot of boxes so far. We have not yet gone to a postseason game. Now, I haven't had many in the last few years. You know, they're kind of the ages where they can probably handle a game to choose from. Last year, the Eagles didn't have a home game, and the Phillies, we haven't done it yet. I think this is the year I would love to take them to a Phillies playoff game this year, and I'm going to make that happen. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not dropping the money to go to that disappointment with the Sixers. So, you know, there's probably a lot of reasons why the fans took over. And part of it may be there's a lot of people like me who just don't want to drop that money on a team I don't believe in. Quite frankly, like, you know, I wasn't offered seats. It wasn't like my neighbor said, hey, I'm selling my tickets before I put it on the secondary market and a Knicks fan buys them up. Would you want them? I would have said, no thanks. I'm not spending, you know, $500 on three seats or four seats if I took my wife too. I'm not doing it because I don't believe in this basketball team. So there's probably other people like me out there who just didn't want to invest the money to go watch that team because you kind of know what the ending is going to be. And that's part of it. But for Joel Embiid to call the Sixers fans out after the game, even though he said he was doing it. I just think it's wrong place, wrong time. That's not your place. It's not Joel Embiid's place. After the way he performed in the fourth quarter, after the way the team performed in the fourth quarter, there's a different way of answering that. There's a different way of dealing with that and saying, you know, that's secondary. Like, I got to play better. That's how you answer that question. He's just never gotten it, and that's frustrating. I mean, I can't have the players frustrated at the fans right now. I got the fans frustrated at the players. Let's keep the main. Let's use a Jalen Hurts term. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. Okay, they had 16 points in the fourth quarter. Joel had 1 point in the fourth quarter. That's the main thing. The main thing is that the people came down from New York and bought the tickets for X, Y, and Z reason. That's not the main thing. The main thing is the Sixers choked again. The main thing is the Sixers don't know how to win. And we've changed the coach, we've changed the co-star, we've changed the role players. It's all the same common denominator. If your best player isn't either available or at his best in the biggest moments, you won't win in the NBA postseason. This isn't rocket science. This isn't, you know, the game hasn't changed that much. Yeah, we shoot more threes now than they used to. I get it. And the game's a little more wide open. But the game hasn't changed that much. It's 5-on-5. One player makes a big difference. Go watch Anthony Edwards, what he just did to the Phoenix Suns. He just took their lunch. He just took their lunch. Watch Nikola Jokic, what he's doing to the Los Angeles Lakers. Destroyed them. Watch what's going on in the NBA postseason. You see the difference makers. You see them. And Joel Embiid too often switches, vacillates from difference maker to innocent bystander as the ship sinks. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. In summation, the Sixers have no one to blame but themselves for where they are as a franchise, in this series, with the fans here. It's on the Sixers, and it's on Joel Embiid. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.